You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Eric Snodgrass at Agrable here on the Urbana-Champaign campus in the Research Park. Thanks so much for taking the time with us, Eric. Can you take me through the rain that we're probably going to see today, maybe through part of the weekend?
Yeah, we got a weak kind of cold frontal boundary that's kind of laying across the middle part of Illinois, kind of stretching all across the Corn Belt, actually. And as a result of that, there's quite a bit of shower activity around central Illinois. It's moving into Indiana right now. And there's another, you know, large blob of rain that's kind of sitting over parts of Missouri, and that's all kind of coming our way. So we're looking at a pretty damp evening and start to the weekend. Through about the next, you know, 36 hours, we're going to have to deal with this. And that really is not a very good thing for our folks that are really wanting the crop to dry down. And, you know, we've been hearing reports of some ear mold, and we've also seen some stalk rot, and also heard some reports in Iowa of a little bit more than average of the sudden death syndrome in soybeans. And so this rain, you know, is not necessarily welcome, because I'm looking at a map right now that shows the last 30 days of precipitation in terms of percent of normal. And I'll tell you something, nearly all of Illinois, a huge chunk of Indiana, with the exception of southern Indiana, most of northern Missouri, almost all of Iowa, southern Wisconsin, Minnesota, and even, you know, parts of Kansas and Nebraska have been very wet. Most of those locations, even over 200% of average rainfall. You know, it's been great for the crops to finish, but at some point we need this to stop. But as long as there's a pretty large ridge in the jet stream that kind of sits over the southeastern United States, that just keeps pumping moisture up through Texas into the mid part of the country where we live here. In fact, I'm looking at this same map. Texas is almost entirely covered with better than 200% of average rainfall. So it's been very wet. And so the thing is, are we going to get a dry down? Well, here is some good news. We are seeing building in behind this front some higher air pressure. And with that higher air pressure, we are seeing a lack of precipitation for several days following this weekend, which may mean we may get all the way through next Wednesday, Thursday, maybe even Friday before we see more precipitation kind of coming through Illinois. And so that's going to be good, because our temperatures are also going to be building back into the lower 80s. So this may be the dry down that some folks need to really start preparing for their harvest. Otherwise, I'm really hoping that the rain shuts down at some point.
Well, that's through the 10-day period. How about longer term?
Yeah, so there's something that's really cool meteorologically that's happening right now. And so check this out. You probably saw in the news this week this massive super typhoon named Mirante. Well, following Mirante is another super typhoon called Malacca. I think I'm saying that correctly. Now, why I'm telling you about these typhoons in the Western Pacific, which are kind of hitting China and Taiwan right now, is because as they curve to the north, they're going to move up toward Alaska, and they're actually going to get absorbed into the mid-level flow of the atmosphere, and we're going to actually see them help dig a trough across the Aleutians, across northern parts of northwestern United States, and eventually dig into the central U.S. around the September 25th, 26th, 27th time period. Now, why this is important is because that trough is going to be associated with some much cooler weather, and we're going to see a big cool down after the warmth we're going to experience to start next week. And that it's just neat to see how a typhoon, a pair of typhoons, you know, 10,000 miles away are going to impact our weather, you know, 15 days from now. So we could see a cool end to the month, but don't think that it's going to stay cool for long. I do see a brief warm-up coming at the start of October, but that one may not be lasting too long. And I'll just tell you this before we finish up here. If we turn our attention quickly to Brazil, we are seeing the rains returning to the northern parts of their growing regions where they have been in significant drought. And just remember, their soil down there is a lot different from ours. You get to that soil of Mato Grosso, while it could be in pretty severe drought right now, when the rains return, it can erase that water storage problem very quickly. So we got to really turn our attention to South America now as they get ready to start their planting.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us today. Look forward to talking with you again next week.
Yeah, thank you.